Okay, folks, I've been wanting to get my next guest on the show for a while, but schedules and travel and me moving several times prevented that. I made a prediction in 2016 that this young lady would be the Big East Player of the Year, and people thought I was nuts when I said that. And then the announcement came down that she was the Big East Player of the Year. Everybody ringing my phone going, "How did you know?" I sat back and smiled because I saw this young lady play at Whitney Young. And she is with me right now. Help me welcome Shanice Jenkins. She's with me right now. What's up, sis? Good to talk to you. I'm telling you, outside of your family, people thought I was crazy when I said you'd be the Big East Player of the Year. And I'm telling these people, look, this is the baddest female point guard I've ever seen, and I've seen her up close. What you been up to, girl? Because I know you had an injury you had to deal with for a while. What have you been up to?
Recently, I've just been trying to get back in the gym, trying to prepare myself to go back overseas. I go back to Budapest, Hungary to finish playing, well, to start my fifth year overseas professionally. I leave the beginning of September, so I'm just getting back into the swing of things. I really just got back from my hooping session just now, so I'm a bit tired.
I gave you a few minutes to rest while I was bragging about you. What was it like? You gotta tell me, what was it like playing for Coach Bruno at DePaul?
It was really great, in my opinion. You know, every player goes through their trials and tribulations and stuff like that, and you really do gotta take the good with the bad when you're on a college level, because at the end of the day, it is a business. But playing for Bruno was great because he trusted me and I trusted him, and we just sort of had this mutual respect for each other and understanding that, you know, either way, we were both going to try to get the job done, whether it was on the court or off the court. Because essentially as a point guard, for his team, I have to be an extension of the coach. So he taught me valuable life lessons that I still carry with me today, things that I've learned on the basketball court that I take with me when I go overseas, just to help prepare me for life in general and for my life after basketball.
Speaking of lessons learned, there's a coach you and I are very familiar with in Chicago by the name of Corey Irvin. And she really, really shaped you, because as I tell people all the time, I had a chance to watch you play your entire career at Whitney Young. And talk about a player that was getting into shape and getting ready to be a great point guard. You know, I said it to anyone within earshot. What was one of the first things you learned from Coach Irvin when you arrived at Whitney Young?
I think the first thing I learned was, I would say, just to work hard, I feel like, and just compete. Corey, she didn't want anything less from any of her players. And I've known her since I was in fifth grade, since I was like 10. So she's always been a mother figure to me, her and her husband and her dad. You know, I'm really close with the Irvin family. And, you know, they just always taught me that no matter what, just get after it and just compete on the floor. And just, you know, no matter my size, no matter what people say, you know, just every time you step in between those four lines, you got to compete. And, you know, I just sort of, my love for the game grew with her. And my passion to win grew with her as well. So I hate to lose, and I hate to lose more than I love to win, and that's just point blank, period.
I had a chance to also see some of the most legendary practice battles that you had with the young lady that preceded you, DeFron Smart, who went to Baylor. And folks, if you were to see these two, you know, go at it in practice to see who would do what and how they would top each other, I have to say DeFron Smart also got you ready to play at a very high level.
Mhm. Yeah, DeFrance, you know, I think she was maybe like 4'11", but she was the toughest competitor I knew. Mm-hmm. She actually ended up going to Rice University, that's still in Texas. But she definitely prepared me for my next 3 years in high school and, you know, my next 5 years in college. She has so much heart, and, you know, her will to win was unbelievable.
Off the charts.
And I looked up to her, and I still look up to her. So, you know, she's just an amazing person inside and out. You know, she's someone that I looked up to for a very long time. She's an absolute dynamite on the court.
Yeah. I was there when she led the Dolphins to a state championship in 2008. And I tell you what, everyone's talking about Derrick Rose being the human blur. I saw the human blur of Whitney Young with DeFrance Smart. And then you,
oh, for sure.
Because speed with Corey Irvin, speed was everything. Getting up and down the floor was everything. And defense was the main part of the game playing under Coach Irvin.
Definitely. DeFrance was like lightning speed quick. Like, it was unbelievable. And she can change direction to the ball so fast. And don't let her be on defense. You don't want her on the other side of the ball when you have the ball at all. Like, imagine me in practice as a skinny freshman that's barely 100 pounds trying to get past DeFrance Smart.
Not happening. Not happening. I mean, you talk about competitive. That was that entire team. But as I said, it was so much fun watching you two battle in practice and then seeing you two on the floor getting ready for each game. And your game just got better every year. And as you, I'm repeating what you said, you look up to DeFrance Smart, and she really shaped your game. She really, it's kind of like, she held the reins back because she was a senior, but she wanted to give them to you. And once you graduated and she turned you loose, but it was great seeing how you picked up a lot from her and a lot from Coach Irvin and a lot from Coach Bruno to see your game take shape.
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, you've been with me since I've been at Whitney Young. And,
yes.
You know, I consider you my big bro and stuff like that. So, you've seen it all. You've seen us, you know, in our ups and downs as a program, as myself as a player, and stuff like that. And it's just, you know, a great feeling to see how far you've gone or see how far you've gotten compared to where you were before.
Yeah, it is a great feeling. I remember days coming to the Dolphin Dome and just sitting on the edge of my seat, waiting to see you guys take the floor, waiting to see you guys play. So many IHSA tournament games were hosted there at Whitney Young. And you know this from experience, when the crowd gets going, it gets crazy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm sorry. Yeah, for sure. The Dolphin Dome, as you call it, was unbelievable, and the amount of fans that we had downstate were surreal as well. So, you know, high school basketball is some of the best basketball I've ever played in my life, and, you know, I think it's important for people to know that high school basketball is going to shape you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. Shanice Jenkins, 2016 Women's Basketball Big East Player of the Year, joining me here on the program. You got to answer me this. I know I had my experiences at Redbird Arena and following you guys, what was it like? What was it like from your standpoint playing for a state championship?
Man, I mean, of course it was different every year. As a freshman, I'm coming in, you know, doughy-eyed, big eyes, deer in headlights type of thing. And that's where DeFrance sort of took over, because she knew I was just a freshman. So she did a really great job of leading us that year, because I did have a lot of butterflies and, you know, terrified. But at the end of the day, like, I just played my game, and, you know, she uplifted me. My teammates uplifted me. We ended up winning the state championship versus Bolingbrook my first year. I think I shot 4 or 5 free throws down the stretch, just to steal the game. And that was all confidence from my teammates and my coach. And then just going in a second year, I was a bit more confident. You know, we didn't have DeFron Smart, but we still had our same core from the previous year.
Yep.
And it was just me filling that role. And unfortunately, we lost, which sucked. But I felt more prepared going into it my sophomore year because I'd been there before.
Yeah.
And then my junior year, I was coming back from an ACL injury. So it was pretty rough my junior year, I feel like. Just because, you know, it's never easy coming back from an injury. But then we had other rising stars that was, you know, in the program. And, you know, that was me just sort of trying to lead the way and sort of, you know, pave the way that DeFrance sort of did for myself. Because we did have Janae Thompson coming in, and then we finally had Kiana Johnson coming mm-hmm. up on varsity as well. So, you know, that was just more so of, you know, kind of leading the team on the path of, you know, that DeFrance started when I first got there.
Yeah.
And then my senior year, it was just, all right, like, this is your fourth year. You got to go out and do it. And unfortunately, we lost my last 3 years in the state championship. But they were all learning experiences, and I felt more confident each year just because, you know, you have that experience the year before. So, you know, it's a bummer we didn't win the last three seasons. But, you know, that first state championship is something that I'll cherish for the rest of my life.
Shadice Jenkins joining me here on the program. And I'll tell you what, folks, when I met this young lady, I called her by her initial, CJ. And she looked at me and said, "You're the only one that gets permission to call me CJ." So I've been doing that for the time that I've known her and her family. It was fabulous to finally get you on the program, and I hope to get you on a lot more.
Oh, of course. I'm always, you know, I'm always here to support you and everything that you do. And yes, you are still the only person that can call me CJ. I do not allow anyone else to call me CJ. You're the only one.
See, that's what you do. That's what you do when you protect your family. Thank you, CJ. I appreciate the time.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
I got more stuff for you, folks. Stick around. Back in a flash.